What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about the sunk cost fallacy. One of the main reasons that a lot of people stay in toxic relationships with narcissists. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. I know you heard me say it in the beginning, but this is one of the main reasons that a lot of people stay in toxic relationships with narcissistic people, y'all. Yeah, we're going to, like I said, every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have my live show called Waving the Red Flag Show. And this week, we're going to be talking about reasons why people stay in toxic relationships. And this is one of them right here, y'all. Every Thursday on YouTube and Facebook. But y'all, the sunk cost fallacy is one of the main reasons that a lot of people stay in toxic relationships. If you don't know what it is, the phenomenon whereby a person is reluctant to abandon a strategy or course of action because they have invested heavily in it, even when it is clear that abandonment would be more beneficial. Ugh.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Don't that just make you want to snap your fingers? Do your step? Do it all? No, seriously. But yeah, y'all, the sunk cost fallacy keeps people in a relationship with toxic narcissistic people because you feel like you've already sunk so much time into it. You already sunk so much love, affection, money into it. You already built this family dynamic. Like, you feel like you don't want to feel like you've wasted the resources that you have put into this relationship, the resources that you have invested into this relationship. But a lot of people do this even when the benefits of leaving this relationship tremendously outweigh staying in it. You see, narcissistic people like to add to the sunk cost fallacy because they convince you that nothing else is out there better for you. Hey, we've already been together for 10 years. You might as well stay. You don't want to put 10 years. You don't want to invest 10 years in me. And then as soon as you leave, I treat the next person better, because that's a fear that so many people have right there. You know, that's a fear that so many people voice in my comment sections, on my videos, in my emails, things like that. My one-on-ones, I just don't want them to treat. What if they treat the next person better? I feel like I've invested 5 years into this, 2 years into this. I feel like I've gave this person my body. I've sacrificed my body, my time, my finances. I've gave this person all this stuff. I don't want to just feel like it's a bad investment. But do you want to make a bad investment worse? Because it's not, so the sunk cost fallacy is just not, does not just apply to relationships, y'all. It can apply to situations where people are like, you buy an old house that you want to renovate, right? The house got good bones. You're like, okay, this house right here, it's got good bones, good structure, good all of this stuff. The house is ready. You know, all they need is a little bit of work. I can allot $50,000 to fix this house up. Right, fix this house up. What's wrong with my language today? But you buy the house and you realize there's a lot more stuff wrong with it. Like, you put the $50,000 into it, but you realize you need $50,000 more. Then somehow you get $50,000 more, and then you realize you need $50,000 more. Now it's taking a lot longer than you thought it was going to take. Right now it's taking a lot. Like, you still in it. You still dealing with it. You still like it. Now it's better to sell right now where you can break even, but you don't want to break even. You don't want to feel like you wasted time, effort, energy, and money. So you keep putting money into it. So now you're $200,000 deep into a house that you're going to sell for a loss. So you feel like you might as well keep the house now. I don't want to just waste my time, effort, and energy. I might as well keep the house. Or just hold on to it till the market shifts and the price goes up. You see, people don't... It's okay to cut bait and run, y'all, sometimes. And I know this makes it... The way when I phrase it like that, it makes it seem like it's cowardly, like you're running away from something. No, you're not running away from something, y'all. You've invested enough. What if you've invested enough? What if you have? What if you've given all your resources, your time, your effort, your energy, all this to your love? I don't want to waste my love on this person and sticking by this person. I helped build this person up. They had nothing when I first met them. Now they have everything. I don't want them to give the next person everything that I worked hard for. I heard that so much. It's a phenomenon. It ends up being a delusion, y'all. It ends up being a delusion because you get caught up in these situations where you're going to waste more time. You're going to waste more effort. You're going to waste more energy because you can't get it back anyway. You can't get back the time you put into it. You can't. You can't get back the love. You can't get back the money. I know somebody out was like, we can sue. We can sue them. We can take them to small claims court. You know, I could put a lien on their house. I could put a lien on their property. I get that part right there, but most times you can't get it back. You know, you can't get it back, but you feel like you don't want to feel like you wasted. You don't want to feel like you're wasteful. That narcissistic person is going to, like I said, the narcissist in your life is going to add to that. They're going to add to it because adding to your sunk cost fallacy empowers them. They get a benefit from it. And you know, most narcissists are going to continue to do things in which they can benefit from them. Why wouldn't they? As a narcissist, I would try to convince you that you wasted. You got 5 years into this. You're gonna waste 5 years? Wow. We got 8 years into this in a family. You gonna give up on all of that for a little cheating? You gonna, because I got a whole new family on the side because these babies ain't really yours? Wow. What about the 10 years you got together? What about the 20 years you got together? We were high school sweethearts, you know? You gave up your youth. You know, now you're gonna go over here and old and by yourself and be the threat of being single, be an old cat lady, old dog person, dog boy, dog man, cat man, whatever y'all wanna call them. Ferret boy, you know me. Snake boy, spider boy, whatever you wanna be, whatever animal or pet you're gonna keep, you know? The sunk cost fallacy is real. But it does. You got to stop sinking more into it, y'all. I know people just like, well, even though I've been cheated on, we got 10 years together, and that's more than my parents had. I've been cheated on. I've been beat up. I've been lied to. I've been manipulated. I've been left 15 times. But you know what? It's been 15 years on and off. I just feel like I don't want to waste that time. The time is already gone. It's not a waste. It's only a waste. So this is my thought process right here, y'all. It's only a waste when you understand that you're wasting time. When you wake up, when you have all, it's to me, it's only a waste of your time, effort, energy, resources, when you understand that it's a waste, when you have all the information presented in front of you. So to me, it's not a waste because you didn't know, but now you know. So the second, the minute you understand what you're going through and you decide to stay in it, the sunk cost fallacy does apply and you start wasting time. Now it's a waste of time. So even if you've been in it for 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, and had no idea what you were really going through. Now you have a name for it. Now you understand the behaviors more. Now you get it. So now you can have a little relief. So now you can have a little bit of freedom from that space. You see what I'm saying? That's where the mind goes now. So now you can have a little bit of freedom. Now you can have a little bit of choice. So now you understand it. So now you have to take the option. So now it can seem like a waste of time for you. You know, it still might not be a waste of time for you. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings and say, well, Lee just said we're wasting time. I don't, like, y'all, it's your time. It's your time. If you don't feel like you're wasting time, then you're not wasting time. But if you feel like you are, if you feel like you gave this person 10 years of your life, and the only reason you stay is because you gave them 10 years of your life, is that really it? There's no more, there's a little bit of love there, a little bit of care, but the main reason you stay is because you gave this person 10 years of your life, because you invested in this person, you invested money into this person, you invested time, effort, and energy into this person. You're 35 years old now. You got with them when you were 25. You're 37 years old now. You got with them when you were 23, 22. That time is gone. You can't get it back. That money is gone. You can't get it back. That love is gone. You can't get it back. That the youth you had, it's subjective. Youth is subjective, isn't it? Because youth is not just an age. Youth is a mindset. The age of youth that you had is gone, but the mindset can come back. You can have youthful exuberance in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, I've talked to several people who've been in 40-year marriages, y'all, that got divorced and say that they're happier now. And some of them are angry and they have regrets and things like that. But it's like, look, I would rather spend the rest of my time by myself than to give this person one more second of my time, because that time was wasteful. My new time is wasteful. I'm 60 years old. I'm 65 years old. I can move forward and be happy now. I can move forward and make decisions for me now, you know? Because ask yourself why you stay. Ask yourself why you stayed in this relationship. And if the reason you stayed in this relationship is just because you've been in the relationship for a certain amount of time, is that enough for you to stay? Enter the sunk cost fallacy. Enter it. Because this is the mindset that keeps a lot of people in toxic relationship dynamics, accompanied by gaslighting, accompanied by manipulation, accompanied by the trauma bond. The trauma bond plus the sunk cost fallacy is a whole demon, you know, whole devil. The trauma bond plus the sunk cost fallacy, man, get out of here. That'll blow a lot of people's minds in these spaces and whatnot, y'all. So you have to empower yourself. You have to heal. You have to grow. Because if you don't, the narcissistic person is going to take advantage of you, y'all. That's it. That's the mindset of it right there. That's the space that a lot of people enter, you know? But it's up to you to make the decisions necessary to take your step forward. It's not a waste until you allow it to be a waste, you know? It's not wasteful until you allow it to be wasteful. The choice is yours. You got to dig out of it. Tell yourself the truth. Lily, how do we get out of there? Tell yourself the truth. Understand that time is gone. But now it could be a waste. Do you want to continue to waste time and wake up every day with regret? Like every time you open your eyes and see you land beside this toxic ass person, you open your eyes with regret in your heart and unhappiness and just indecision. Like is that the way you want to spend the rest of your life? That doesn't sound like a bleak existence, y'all. Just to me. But anyway, y'all, I'm thankful that y'all are here. I'm glad y'all spend time with me. This time that you spend with me is not a sunken cost, because you get rewarded by being here, getting the knowledge. Now you know this is the wake up shine. We're waking up. Wake up now. Anyways, y'all, I'm super thankful for y'all to be here. Make sure you tune in every single Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Waving the Red Flag Show. We're talking about the sunk cost fallacy and betrayal blindness this week. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.